a special thank you to ECG Management Consultants. When it comes to healthcare, there are many consulting firms to choose from, including large firms that cater to many industries. Then there's ECG Management Consultants, the longest running healthcare only consulting firm in the US. In business for over 50 years, ECG stands alone with its reputation for building trust with clients and delivering measurable results. ECG offers a comprehensive range of services spanning the entire delivery system, from boardroom level strategy to system-wide margin improvement and everything in between. ECG asks the tough questions and tells clients what they need to hear, not just what they want to hear. ECG, the courage to change healthcare. To learn more, visit ecgmc.com. Thank you very much to ECG Management Consultants. This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Here are nine of the stories that we're following today that help give a glimpse of some of the trends that are going on in healthcare. First, the Medicare Trust Fund picture brightens slightly. That's a story reported on by journalist Riley Wilson today. Again, an extension of a few years, so the trust fund runs out. That's good news, given how bad Medicare costs have been going. Second, Baptist Healthcare settles a false claims case for $1.5 million. Again, just a sign of the times of the amount of investigations going on from the Department of Justice, the FTC, and more. Third, Essentia Health targets growth, payer alignment amid margin pressure. Again, a story of a mid-sized system doing its best to make sure margins keep on working in a challenging, changing time. Fourth, a new era dawns for Tenet Healthcare. Tenet Healthcare is one of the most amazing transformation stories, from hospital chain to as much surgery center and outpatient surgery center chain as hospital chain. Andrew Cass of Baptist Healthcare reports on that. Fifth, Steward Healthcare files for bankruptcy. Again, you pile a ton of debt on a relatively challenging margin business, and these are the things that could happen. That's our fifth story we're following today, Steward Healthcare filing for bankruptcy. Sixth, five hospitals seeking CEOs. This is by Kelly Gooch, but this is just a long line of a lot of different systems looking for CEOs and lots of turnovers in the C-suite. Seventh, Rite Aid, the pharmacy chain, has closed 520 stores since filing bankruptcy. That core pharmacy business is a tough business, as CVS and Walgreens are also finding out. Eighth, Alabama to open a healthcare high school. And again, this is just another way that different states and people are trying to address the shortage of healthcare workers, healthcare everything. And fascinating to see that. Molly Gamble reports on that. Molly does. And finally, ninth, a story by Alan Condon. Even though hospital margins are getting better, particularly for bigger systems, he writes, hospitals see no respite from cost pressures, meaning cost pressures and inflation are still quite challenging on the staffing side and the pharma side. And that's Alan writing about that. Thank you for listening today to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thank you very much.